back to Dubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in that wonderful, glorious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Bob Griggs, and I'm delighted you're joining us for a few moments of Bible study together as we look into the wonderful Word of God, the Word of truth that tells us about the bread of life, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came down from heaven to give spiritual life to all who would believe in and receive Him as Savior and as Lord. And we've been just going through the outline as we're thinking about new birth blessings. Oh, beloved, there are so many benefits and blessings that are ours through the Word of God. This wonderful Word that God has given to mankind over a period of 1500 to 1600 years, inspiring some 40 different individuals to pen down and write down the truths that the Holy Spirit of God taught them. And thus we have the Bible, composed of these 66 books, and what a privilege, what a treasure it is to have it and to read it. Well, last time we were almost through with our outline. We were talking about the rest that we have in learning to cast our trouble upon the Lord and entering into His rest, ceasing from struggling in the flesh, and learning to let the Lord take our lives and live through us and accomplish in us His will, His plan, His purpose. For His yoke is easy, and His burden is light. It's we human beings that make it hard and heavy, because we're walking after the flesh rather than yielding to the Spirit of God and allowing Him to accomplish in and through us His will. Well, we also have the church, the bride of Christ. And oh, what a privilege it is to be a part of that glorious assembly of believers. A local church is a picture and a type of the culmination of all churches together, that is, all born-again, Bible-believing churches who are true to the Word of God, that will one day be united to make up the bride of Christ. And every local church is a type and a picture of that glorious future event. Every local church has a leader, a pastor, which is an under-shepherd. He's the one to follow the chief shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then under him are the deacons or the leaders of the church, and then the individual members of the church, all who meet together to worship the Lord and to serve the Lord, to help spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ through the mission field as well as at home, and all of it uniting and working together as God's house of witness. Well, we'll be discussing about that and how that this body of believers will make up the bride of Christ. These many different true churches of Jesus Christ will make up the bride of Christ. And oh, what a glorious future God has in store for us as His bride. And then we'll talk about rewards. Oh, beloved, there's rewards for the believer. So many wonderful rewards that will be available to the believer. We'll talk about the crowns that the believer can earn by walking in obedience to the Lord and serving the Lord, and other rewards that will be ours as we will appear at the judgment seat of Christ, and there our works will be reviewed. God has a record book, beloved, where He's keeping a record of your life and of my life. And He's keeping a record of our works. And that which is gold, silver, and precious stone, which will endure the testing of judgment, are wood, hay, and stubble that will be burned up in the judgment and will result in a loss of rewards that could have been ours. So we'll be talking about the rewards, because, beloved, to walk with Jesus and to live Him, live for Him and to love Him, oh, beloved, it results in wonderful benefits not only here on this earth, but in the future in the presence of the Lord as well. And it will have to do with our ultimate service for God. And, oh, there's where we're going to serve Him and how we're going to serve Him and how our life will count for Him in the future. Oh, beloved, believe me, it pays to serve Jesus. It pays to walk in obedience to Him. There's great benefits that come into the life of the individual who will let Jesus Christ be Lord in their life, to rule and reign and to direct their steps and to guide their paths, to empower and anoint them with the Holy Spirit of God, to use them as a witness and a testimony to share the good news of Jesus with others. Oh, beloved, there's so many different rewards for the believer. And then we have the future made known to us, beloved. That's another glorious new birth blessing, to know the future. Oh, beloved, men go to the devil trying to find out the future. But Satan doesn't know all the future. Satan's limited. Satan's just a created being, and he was created by God for a reason and for a purpose, and became prideful and rebelled against God and was cast out of the presence of the Lord. He still has access to heaven, but, beloved, he's now the god of this world, for he tempted Adam and Eve and led them into sin, as we'll be talking a little later about that. And thus we see that the Lord tells us about Satan's future. We're going to find out about what's going to happen to the devil. Do you want to know what's going to happen to the devil? Beloved, God's Word tells us what's going to happen to him. The Word of God tells us what's going to happen to his fallen angels, the demonic spirits that are at work in the world about us, deceiving and blinding the hearts and minds of men, women, boys, and girls, and leading them into false teaching and keeping them from the knowledge of the truth. There's so many false religions in the world that Satan has devised to blind people and to keep them from the truth, to deceive them. And, oh, how many of them are built on lies, lies of Satan, lies that appeal to the flesh. But they're lies, beloved. They don't change people's lives. They destroy people's lives. But, beloved, the truth sets a person free from the bondage of sin. The truth delivers an individual from the spiritual darkness that they're in. Because God's Word makes it clear that all are born spiritually dead to God, spiritually in spiritual darkness, dead in trespasses and in sin. And man, listening to Satan, has been deceived, for we're told in the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 9, that he deceiveth the whole world. And he does, beloved. He is a master at deception. And he's the one that has devised all of these false religions to bind people and to bring them under his control and under his dominion, so they will not know the truth and so they will not be set free from the bondage of sin. It's a part of the broad road that leads to destruction, to eternal damnation, to eternal judgment, to eternal separation from Almighty God, who is life and who is love. Oh, beloved, how terrible and how awful it is for those who will not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who will not accept Him as Savior, who will not put their faith and trust in Him, but who are following after false religions that appeal to the flesh, but do not cleanse them from their sin and deliver them from the bondage of sin and the ultimate lake of fire that will be their eternal destiny. Yes, Jesus Himself said, "Broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. But narrow is the way that leads unto life, and few there be that find it." Oh, beloved, have you found it? Have you found the way that leads to life eternal? Have you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, who is the way, who is the revelation of truth, who is life eternal? Oh, beloved, it's all wrapped up in Jesus and in a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. But apart from Him, beloved, is death. Apart from Him is separation from love. Apart from Him is eternal damnation and destruction. And yes, Satan makes sin attractive. Satan deceives men into thinking that they're really living when they walk in rebellion against God and in disobedience to Him, and when they walk after the flesh and yield to the carnal, sinful desires and cravings of the flesh that lead to death and that lead to destruction. Beloved, when a man dies, if he knows not Jesus, no matter what the reason or the cause for which he's dying, if he does not know Jesus Christ as Savior, he goes to hell. Immediately he goes into that terrible and suffering place of torment that the rich man told about and cried to be delivered from and could not be delivered from it. Oh, beloved, it's real. Salvation is real. Jesus Christ is real, and He's the only hope of salvation and deliverance from sin. And we'll talk about it next time. Till then, goodbye.